From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. A question is being asked: who will pay for the wall? U.S. President Donald Trump Wednesday ordered construction of a wall along the country's southern border with Mexico to thwart illegal immigration. Trump signed the executive orders as he visited the Department of Homeland Security, the federal agency charged with protecting the U.S. border. Trump told ABC News construction of the wall would start within months and continued to contend that Mexico would pay for it.
It will be in a form, perhaps a complicated form. And you have to understand, what I'm doing is good for the United States. It's also going to be good for Mexico. We want to have a very stable, very solid Mexico.
However, in a message to the Mexican people Wednesday, President Enrique Peña Nieto again clearly stated that his country will not be picking up the cost.
Donde haya un migrante mexicano en riesgo.
The Mexican president says, when there is a Mexican migrant at risk that requires our help, that is where we should be. That is where the country should be. I regret and disapprove of the decision by the United States to continue with the construction of the wall, which has for years, far from uniting us, divided us. Mexico does not believe in walls. Currently, there is a barrier only along some of the 3,200-kilometer length of the U.S.-Mexico border. U.S. agents patrol the border in vehicles and monitor it with unmanned drones and infrared video. White House spokesman Sean Spicer said the United States would build more detention facilities along the border to house migrants who cross into the U.S. and then give them a one-way ticket back to the country of their origin. The Office of the U.N. High Commissioner for Refugees said it was aware of the U.S.-Mexican border issue and would closely follow it. This is VOA News. The U.S. president also signed an order stripping funding for so-called sanctuary cities in the country, cities which don't arrest or detain immigrants living in the U.S. illegally. That drew almost immediate response like this from Boston's Mayor Marty Walsh.
48% of our children, like myself, have at least one foreign-born parent. Boston was here for me and my family, and for as long as I am mayor, I will never turn my back on those who are seeking a better life.
40 U.S. cities and 364 counties nationwide have established themselves as sanctuary places. President Trump did not waste any time shaking up U.S. climate policy by clearing the way for the construction of two oil pipelines. The move, part of an expanded effort by the Trump administration to reverse policies by former President Obama, who made fighting climate change a top priority. VOA's Steve Barragona has more on that.
The Obama White House had listed climate change as a top issue on its website. That changed on Inauguration Day. President Trump's America First energy plan now gets top billing, with a pledge to eliminate President Obama's climate rules. That worries environmentalists like Kathy Collentine with the Sierra Club, who spoke via Skype.
To see that the administration would remove any reference to climate change from their website is very concerning to us. We know that that does not make the reality of climate change go away.
News reports say the incoming administration has ordered a freeze on grants and contracts at the Environmental Protection Agency, stopped all communications from EPA, and may take down the agency's climate change website. Environmental groups expect the new administration to loosen protections, and they are gearing up for a fight. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.
The British government Thursday introduced the long-awaited bill that will launch Britain's exit from the 28-nation European Union, offering lawmakers a very tight timetable to consider the most influential government decision in decades. Brexit Secretary David Davis urged lawmakers not to attempt to thwart the will of the people who voted in June to leave the EU as they considered the measure. He said, "I trust that Parliament, which backed the referendum by 6-1, will respect the decision taken by the British people and pass it quickly." However, opposition parties, seeing the limited amount of time given to consider such an immense topic, cried foul, promising to aggressively propose amendments to make certain that a variety of views are heard on Brexit. American actress Mary Tyler Moore, who starred in two of the most beloved situation comedies in U.S. television history, died Wednesday in a Connecticut hospital at the age of 80. Moore began her career appearing in television commercials and first gained fame as a housewife Laura Petrie on The Dick Van Dyke Show, which aired for 5 years.
That's the latest world news from VOA.